League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Houston. Today, the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are located inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill, which is nestled inside the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles. Let's join the guys who have all the answers to life's queries, John and Lance.
I didn't hear. Was I rapping in this?
No, open? You were screaming over the real opens. You didn't hear the intro.
I'm screaming because ESPN is so stupid.
Everyone likes dunks, John. Sorry.
No, not everyone likes
dunks. Then welcome. It's always
you
number
hate
one.
Dunks.
You hate dunks.
There were unbelievable plays on the top 10. They made number one, a 6'11 guy, dunking.
In the face of
another
one.
It happens 40 times a game.
It was a challenge. That doesn't happen 40 times a game.
Oh, my God.
When you're right there in the
other
guy's
face. Yeah, no one ever challenges on dunks.
Not often. Have you not seen the scores?
It's so stupid.
They don't challenge anymore.
Oh, my God, a 6'11 guy dunked? Holy crap.
I'm glad you're editing, which as opposed to what he said before.
John can't dunk, so he's mad at people who dunk.
Yeah, he hates
it. No, that's not it.
You hate Jalen Green and you hate dunks.
No, I hated Jalen Green last night.
Well,
I mean, come on.
I hated a lot of things.
3 for 40 or something? What was
him and everyone else.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet was awful. It was just awful last night.
Yeah, they really were. And they, you know, the T-Wolves are just, they have so many ways to beat you. Anthony Edwards did absolutely nothing in the first half, and it just went off in the second half.
He was 1 for 5 in the first half.
Yeah, I think he had 26 in the 26,
he's 11 for 22, 24
in the
4 for 8,
half.
32 points in the second, most all of
he
it.
He was tremendous in the second half, but they got out quickly, got out on the Rockets. Rockets couldn't close it back, extended past 20 at one point, and that was a wrap. Rockets, you know, it was a good competitive first half, but then the second half was just a disaster for them. Couldn't score in the third quarter. They weren't stopping people. It was just – and the offense really stunk. I mean, they just could not make layups between them and the Cougars. Between the Cougars on Saturday and the Rockets on Sunday, nobody could make a layup.
And how about – it was – in the Cougs game, it was the exact opposite of what it's been all year long. The Kansas shot, what, 68% from the field? Or I gotta look at up there. It was a stupid number. Like U of H's defense is the best in the country. It is a tough place to play. There's no question. I think they beat them when Kansas comes here. U of H is gonna win that.
Yeah,
game.
I agree. It's gonna be a different atmosphere. It's gonna be a different game for the Cougars defensively. So, yeah, it'll be much better. Rockets lose last night. We're live here at the Golden Nugget and the DraftKings Sportsbook, and this is gonna be the home of a lot of great Super Bowl watching coming up this weekend, John. And I know people have parties here. There's a lot of people who flock to Vegas, and then this year they really flock to Vegas because that's where the Super Bowl is.
But this is so much better,
easier. This is a lot closer. Yeah. It's a lot less expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can get here in just a couple hours, especially if you drive with me, who I drive efficiently.
He's the worst.
I'm not bad.
Man,
I drive efficiently.
He's on his phone. He's texting. He's looking for music.
I wasn't texting. I was looking for No. Yeah, I was looking for
he's looking for
Tom
comedians.
Segura. Tom Segura's not on Netflix anymore. I couldn't find it.
You wanted to watch a Netflix
No, we
special?
Listen to Tom Segura. We listen to comedians sometime driving.
Yeah.
Coming back tomorrow, Oh, we'll have about, or we'll have about 4 hours.
Or we listen to his wife and kids.
Oh my God.
Who's not Tom's wife and kids, Lance's wife and kids.
Now Nicole is awesome. She's just and when Maddie gets out of the car, it's like okay. When Maddie's in the
car,
Mason's in the car, it's a war.
It's an eruption.
It's a war.
That's every day. That's not anything new.
So
they can't be in the same room together because it's probably like JT and Frankie were.
Oh, my God. They're the worst.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. And Mason picks at her real passive-aggressive, and she's super emotional. So everything is – she starts screaming at him back. Now she started yelling at us, and that ain't happening in the Zerline. Well, yeah,
and at one point, Nicole asked, oh, do you miss your kids at home? And I said, absolutely not. You're going to love when yours are gone. I can tell you that.
Yep.
No question about that. So we did that. We've got, okay, the Cougs. Oh, the biggest news, we got 7 World Cup games coming here.
Yeah.
7. 5 in the preliminary rounds. 1 round of 32 and 1 round of 16, which is on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. The U.S. is not playing here, right, Del?
They don't leave the Pacific time zone. They have 2 games in L.A., 1 in Seattle.
Why do they get 2 games in L.A.?
Some made big-time market. They want to put them there. It's not exactly.
It's a big, it's huge soccer market. It's Pacific Northwest.
It's just not. Seattle,
but 2 games in one place.
It happens for other
I mean,
in
Portland.
World
so they don't have to travel.
So you know, Portland and Seattle, the Timber and the Seattle Sound.
Oh my God!
Yes.
It's like a war.
It is.
They have.
Oh, I've been there.
I was in there when they walked the streets on the day of the. So they walked the streets.
I've been to a Portland game.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
It's a really, really big deal there. I wish it were. Well, I wish the weather were better so it could be like that here too. It's just hard in summer when you're in an open air stadium.
Yeah, but it's going to be hot in LA too.
It's going to be an NRG though, right?
No, yeah. I'm talking about. Yeah, well, I'm just talking.
Oh,
about
you mean
MLS,
the Dynamo? Okay.
Yeah.
The thing about the LA setup is depending on the matchups, I don't know how big of a home field advantage it'll be if they're playing a South American or a Latin American team. Depending on the group stage, they generally don't go to LA unless they have to for those games because the U.S. traditionally hasn't been a heavy home. Maybe a favor, but a heavy home influence just because of the influence of Latin America, South American people who live in L.A. I grew up when U.S. was building and Mexico was still the king of CONCACAF, and those games in L.A. against Mexico were home games for Mexico. Now, they won't have Mexico in the group stage. It'll be interesting to see the Seattle one. They won't have an issue. But if they're playing a team with a heavy Latin influence, I'm not sure they're going to like the turnout.
Do they still have police in Seattle?
Well, I think so.
I don't know if I'd put anything in Seattle.
Yeah, U.S. better hope they're playing like Slovenia or something, whoever qualifies out of Europe, because if they play a South American country, they're going to walk into L.A. and go,
holy crap,
this ain't great for us.
Yeah.
This ain't great.
Well, we got on the – well, see, it's going to be so hot here. 4th of July in Houston –
yeah,
for that matchup,
indoor soccer.
We're more than likely not getting any U.S. games, and with the round of 32 of the round, the championship game is going to be in New York. Who didn't know that? Except Jerry Jones was a little disappointed. Wasn't in Dallas, but it's going to be so hot in Dallas as well. I mean, it is hot 4th of July in Dallas.
It is, but I mean, like I said, it's the games are still indoors, and that's all they really care about.
Yeah, but you got to get.
I don't think you'll be hot this year. I think last year was record.
You're
heat.
Predicting.
It was 100.
Mild how many, temperatures.
Global cooling is what you're predicting.
How many days straight did we have 100 degrees? Like 43, right?
Yeah.
We broke the all-time record.
Although I went up to Dallas last summer, and it was. Actually, hotter in Dallas than it was.
It is hotter in Dallas.
Yeah.
We have more humidity. The dew point's higher here, but in Dallas, it actually gets hotter.
Yeah,
it gets to like one. Last 2 years ago, I was there. It was 107 when I was there.
It was ridiculous.
I was like, what the hell is this? You could barely even play disc golf at night.
What?
So anyway, yeah, but I'm predicting this is going to be one of the coolest summers on record. After last year where we had 43
well,
straight
let's not
days
forget
over
it's
100.
Not this not this one or the next one it's
oh well
yeah.
That's true.
Well,
but 26 is supposed to be an El Nino like cool,
is it
cool
like a
from?
Cool El Nino
like you
actually last
up.
No last year was an El Nino and it was really really hot. This is going to be probably one of the coolest
okay
summers
I didn't
on
see
record
that coming,
we've been trending to cool so
yeah,
that's why.
Yeah no question
it's getting
been cool.
Cooler and cooler
so I talked to Josh who's their marketing director here at the Golden Nugget. They do not have any spots left here in the DraftKings Sportsbook for the Super Bowl.
I'd be shocked if they did.
But they got Blue Martini. You can go.
Yeah.
And one other place. And
what
he'll
about
tell
the
us
pool?
What that is. But they.
You should put a bunch of TVs out by the pool.
They. I don't know that that's going to that's happening.
I'm just giving your marketing. I'm just giving the marketing side some good ideas.
The Blue Martini and somewhere else they're going to have. They're going to have. They got giant rooms with TVs in. You can still bet here, but you just can't watch the games here in the DraftKings Sportsbook.
In the kiosk,
because
too.
because it's going to be full. But they do have rooms available for Sunday night still. Not Saturday, but Sunday night. So that's you come up that morning, you want to play all day, casino. You want to gamble on the game. You want to watch it at the Blue Martini or their other place. And you can and they got a room for you on Sunday night. So if you're looking for a place to get – what he said was, let's push March Madness because this is going to be the place. This is going to be so good. Watching March Madness in a casino, in a sports book.
It's the best.
It's the best. It is the best.
The so, energy is so cool.
Yeah, and every basket, even in a 30-point game, is huge. You got people cheering, people screaming. It's awesome. So if you're looking for a place – to watch that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the first weekend is the best. So if you're looking for a place to get your game on, get on over here at goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. So we are here. Love it here. And we're going to be here for the next 2 days here. While the other shows, they go to Las Vegas to sit. What time is it in Vegas right now? Is it hours
five,
or one?
It's 5:10 in the morning.
Yeah, 5:10 in the morning. Oh. They're going to get a lot of guests on those shows.
Are they going to these? Are they going
there,
to Vegas?
Yeah.
I have no interest in being in Vegas, and no. I have no interest in doing a show that early.
And oh, by the way, how much more expensive that is than here to get there? First of all, mm-hmm. The rooms are stupid. How expensive they are! This is the place to be this
Dell,
week.
Tell people who we have on Wednesday.
Wednesday, we have Randy Moss.
Well, Dell just told you.
Yeah, thanks, Dell.
You did say
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Del Granato.
You know, he asked me and you did it. But it's fine. Yes, Randy Moss will join us. He'll get up early. He's going to be in Las Vegas, but one of his guys reached out to me. So we got
Oh, yeah, no, we're not having him.
No, he's
in Las Vegas. We're not having
no,
him.
No, but he confirmed he's going to do
phoners. Oh, he confirmed it.
Well, I'm just telling you, I had three emails back and forth with him.
I'm sure you did. I have no doubt about the veracity of you and a marketing agent. I'm going to predict right
now.
I don't know. Randy Moss doesn't make it.
I don't know. I was sleepy. I was just told that they're going to be up anyway.
So you're saying Randy Moss isn't a professional?
I'm saying former athletes, and Lance Erline
want
to sleep.
You're Lance Erline. You're not an athlete like Randy Moss. I told him, hey, man, it's going to be 5 o'clock there, and it's going to be in our 7 o'clock hour. No, his 7 o'clock hour, our 9 o'clock hour. So Randy Moss can get up, hopefully, at 7:20 in Pacific time, 9:20 our time, and do the show.
So he's not an athlete? Lance had to tell us one of the top 10 moves this morning was a female gymnast off of the vault. Is that what it's called, the vault?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Where she did a triple flip switch. Lance said, I probably could not have
done
that ever.
No, that's what I'm being honest. I don't think I could have done that even when I was like 19.
Yeah.
Like in my youngest, if I had trained for 2 weeks, I don't think I could have ever done that move.
A triple Lutz.
Yeah. I'm being honest about it. Like that's something I couldn't have.
You're just being honest.
Yeah, I couldn't have. I don't think there was
something
I could have done.
That you had to announce.
No, I like what she did. I was really impressed.
You say a lot of things that you don't have to say. Like that's one that you don't have to tell us.
Right. I don't think I could have done that.
You don't think? You're not even sure you couldn't do it.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
When's the last time you did that?
When's the last time you walked without tripping?
I said jump.
Oh, I've walked without tripping every day.
Forget about a flip. When's the last time you jumped?
I haven't really had to.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
I guess.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I remember when I used to like just jump and touch different areas on the wall or the the ceiling, and now I just like now Mason does it and I gotta clean dirty hands off the wall. But I just don't have to jump. I'm sure I could still jump up and grab rim. My son doesn't believe I could ever grab the rim. I'm like, I could grab the rim. What is wrong with you? And I said, I was grabbing the rim at the media when I was training a media basketball tournament.
Wait a minute, you could grab the rim now.
I was when I turned 40, and Mason's like, no, that's a lie. You could not. I'm like, yes, I could. I was with Raheel. We were at Danny Arnold's place, and Raheel was laughing.
So now?
Now
he's been alive?
Now.
I mean, I'd have to train probably. It'd probably take a week. of okay. training.
Yeah, it's a week of training. I'm going to go over. Over.
Over a week of training?
Over a week of training. What was it? No, you could go higher or lower.
Higher
right?
or lower, underdog? Yeah. Underdog, we don't say over and under. Yeah, we say higher,
higher or lower.
Or lower. Speaking
well,
of that.
Well, but it might be. It might not be on that, but it might be on my bookie. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go under at my bookie. But I'm not sure that it's going
under
to be.
Under the rim?
Under, way under the rim. Uh-huh. Way under the rim. And I'm going to tell you
still
this.
Still getting net, though.
I'm pretty sure that bet is not going to be on my bookie, but if it was, I would go under. And here's the deal. If you're looking for the best place, now, that's one of the only bets that isn't on my bookie because they got – it's incredible. You still got the big game to play. And, oh, by the way, they give you all kinds of bonus plays, and they're going to give you a bonus for signing up, and they're going to give you all of the different props that you could possibly have. Even if you're on another site, you want to go to MyBookie because the props just may be different. I don't know how different, but there's a possibility that they are going to be different. So if they are, you can you know what? Take advantage of MyBookie. Take advantage of all of the different bets that they've got. This is the time that you have to have a bookie because the Super Bowl is just fantastic. And you still got NBA, you've got golf, you've got baseball coming up, you've got college basketball, women's golf. You've got all kinds of games that you can bet on every single day, anytime, anywhere. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975.
ESPN975.com. Aya game powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
I know what you're thinking. These dudes have probably been up all night at the casino and sportsbook, as it provides every single vice they possess. And they're still here. They haven't left yet. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, Lance, Dell, Brian is back at the studio. Who's on the phones?
I believe Lexi, our intern.
Lexi?
Yes.
Lexi here? Okay. Lexi's going to have going to be busy because we're going to play.
What'd you learn?
What'd you learn? I was going to say male golf or female golf or food.
We're not playing that.
We're not playing that. We're playing what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. That's going to be at 7:45, as we always do. And there's a lot that we learned this weekend. I can tell you this right now. If you don't have any plans for the big game, or even if you do, change them. Come with us at Warehouse Live. We're going to be watching in Midtown, Travis and McGowan. Just go to the website, warehouselivemidtown.com, and click on tickets and download them and have tickets. And they're absolutely free. You just need a ticket to come in. So go to warehouselivemidtown.com and click on the tickets and come enjoy the big game with us over there.
I was talking to someone about the event and telling them, hey, show up. Even if you didn't get a VIP, VIP just means you're closer to, I guess, TVs, whatever. But come out, have a good time. They said, I can't because I'm going, I want to come, but I have to go. Now, this is a woman, just to give you some context. I have to go to my friend's engagement. In other words, the engagement's been pre-planned. I don't know if the friend knows that she's getting engaged, but the gentleman is asking his, I guess, future fiance, at least he hopes, to get married on Super Bowl Sunday.
To get married? Or you said the engagement?
Yeah.
She said, my friend is getting engaged on Sunday. In other words, this is one of those things where everyone knows.
During the Super Bowl?
Everyone knows, I guess.
Well, is it going to be at a Super Bowl party, though?
I don't think so.
Well, if they're not
sports fans. It has to be.
My thought is, what? Like, because I'm not in that mode where I'm thinking about, hey, let's surprise this person with an engagement, have all their friends and family there, and then she's the only one who doesn't know. But you're asking them on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, that's if it's a Super Bowl party.
I didn't get that impression.
Oh,
that's a Super Bowl party.
See, if they're at a restaurant or something and he's going to ask her, I would think she would say, no, you're too big a D-bag.
You don't
even want to watch the Super Bowl, okay? I can't marry you.
What if he's a basketball-only fan?
It's still the Super Bowl.
But look. Everybody watches the Super Bowl.
And this is not
even if you're only a basketball fan. But women who don't watch any sports watch the Super Bowl.
And this isn't an intimate thing, like this is a surprise.
What if he didn't like that?
This is going to be where friends and family, because the girl's not going to. She knows.
Well, no, it actually is a good cover. because everybody's going to watch the Super. We're all watching the Super Bowl
yeah,
party.
Yeah, you won't see that coming.
And you know what? If her whole family's there, his whole family's there.
It's a good cover, but what about the people who want to watch Super Bowl? Now I got to show up for your engagement?
Well, at halftime because
oh, and I got to show up to your party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to show up to your
party. To your Super Bowl
party. But it better
party.
Be good. You better have a lot of food and drink. You better be a good
one.
You
just make up and lie. You just say, "Oh my!"
And oh, by the way,
got sick.
What is the halftime show?
We don't know. I don't know.
Halftime show is.
But I don't know that they're that this is built around a Super Bowl. I'm just saying, like, if I'm a person who likes the Super Bowl or likes the event of the Super Bowl, I gotta put that aside to show up to your surprise engagement.
This is my confession.
It's a Super Bowl party.
You don't
you
know
just
that
have to
it
be
is
at that one.
You don't know that it's a Super Bowl.
It better
party.
Be. It better be. Otherwise, no.
Why are you making threats to people?
It better be.
It better be, pal. Hey, pal. It better be.
Hey.
Well, okay. So, Justin wanted to have it on my birthday. So we have a guys of a birthday party there. Okay, and I'm not doing that. But
there are giant TVs everywhere. People will be fine celebrating your birthday, quote unquote. But
that's a cover for a Super Bowl party.
It's a Super Bowl party.
It's a Super Bowl.
But if this isn't a Super Bowl party, and I gotta show up to watch you, oh look at my ring! You better get out of my face with that. It's unlikely I'm ever going to get asked to be
okay,
a person.
Okay, so first thing you said was, well, I'm not really in this world. Oh, really? Asking someone to marry you? You're not in that world? You'll never be in that world.
Not to ask someone to marry the pre-planning, be part of the party, show up, and, hey, we're all going to film this. Keep it quiet.
Oh, no.
Don't let her know.
I don't want to be part of any of that stuff.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
And yeah, when did this become a thing, too, by the way? My nieces did that, too.
What?
The boys had to have a big engagement party for you ask a woman to marry you, and then you get married.
We throw hatchets at axe things where it will blow up a wood thing, blue or pink. What are you talking about? We have gender reveal stuff that has burned down entire forests.
But we know what this party is for. Like much like the gender reveal, it's for
they do
clips because people got to be there to film it.
Announcement. Del knows this. You have an entire announcement, not gifts, but announcement graphics to show that you're going into the portal now. Then you have announcement graphic to where you're going to portal to. Then you have an announcement graphic to say you're going back to school. You're not going to enter the draft when you're on your fifth year. Then you have an announcement that you're headed to the draft when you have no more eligibility left.
But that's cool, though.
Right.
None of that's cool. It's all dumb.
It's cool.
Y'all are suckers.
It's a celebration of me. We're doing now.
Yeah.
We're doing a celebration of
me. That's the same thing. Right. You got to have coordinated
parties. How about
parties
we just get married?
Like,
nobody
look,
cares about your marriage.
It's the record
it happens
number
all the time.
It's a record number of divorces.
Like it's so special.
Why are we
it happens every day.
Yeah, you're going to be married more than once, odds are. Why are we celebrating?
It's like a 6'11 guy dunking. Happens all the time.
No.
We're not celebrating.
Not on another 6'11 guy.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
That was impressive.
That
was an impressive.
Asking a woman to marry you and building a party around it is stupid.
That floater right there was way
better. That happens all the time.
Okay.
I saw so many Timberwolves do that to the Rockets yesterday.
So
happens all the time.
Let's celebrate
unopposed.
This 6'11 guy dunking.
Whatever. Floaters aren't impressive. The Rockets gave those up all night last night.
What did we think of CJ this weekend? How about that Dan Orlovsky beat all of the quarterbacks at the accuracy.
Embarrassing.
No, it just speaks to the fact that it's a stupid game because
Dan
Orlovsky beat them in something.
But he can't be
we know he can't beat them in actual playing football.
He can't be throwing, though. There's no way he should have won that.
No, I think it's just evidence that's not a real thing because Dan Orlovsky, we saw him play actual quarterback in the NFL.
Well, it just shows
and they're all
accuracy
better, and they're all better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was CJ's throw. I watched very little of it, although I will say there are more fun things to watch, especially in-game now. They figured it out. Like, this is the way it should be done. What they're doing now is still not for me, but it's more, like I always said, they should do something like Superstars. And that's what they're doing now. Like the Superstars we grew up with, that TV show, that's basically what they've listened to me. You're welcome. They've added dodgeball. They've added things that I've told them to add over the years. I didn't think they'd ever add dodgeball. The sled pushing, literally the tug of war. It's like an event from Superstars, and it's smart. They've added that. They still have a game. It's a flag football game. But
which is fine. And Jamar, the throw from CJ
now,
to Jamar.
Now, that is unbelievable. That throw
was pretty sweet.
You know what's weird? CJ doesn't look like he has this cannon, but then talking to you know, hearing other players talk about it, and I was talking to Johnny Harris at Senior Ball, and he's like, dude, when you're on the field and you see you see the ball come out and you see how quickly it gets there, he goes, I don't know what it is, but CJ's arm, like, he makes it look so easy that you don't think that he has this big arm. He said, but he has a really big arm. And I would agree. That throw he made, where he's rolling left.
Rolling left?
That was an unbelievable. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't think he possibly could fit it into that window.
And it was perfect.
Against
the
boundary.
It was perfect. Jackie says, what I'm gathering is some chick made up a fake Super Bowl engagement party to get out of going to Dell with Dell.
Oh, I wasn't asking her to come.
Apparently you weren't.
No,
she
because
said, I got an engagement party.
I don't put out people's names, but this person, it's not at all. I'm not into her. I just told the story because I thought it was ridiculous. Because I told the story and I told it to another girl I know, and she's like, what? On the Super Bowl?
My wife knew. So I used to talk about it on the radio. I hated when I'd go to Super Bowl parties. There were all these people who didn't care about watching the game, and they were only there for commercials, and they talked the whole time. She heard me talking about that on the radio before we were even together. So when we were together, and we went to a Super Bowl party together, but we were not married at this time or even engaged, is after we had first started dating. She said she was so nervous going to the party with me because she was like, I know how pissed he gets at all this stuff. And so, because I hated going to Super Bowl parties. And then have you seen the Doritos commercial? Shut up. I'm trying to watch the game. But now I've mellowed. I'm not like that as much
and
anymore.
Is Jackie just my new heckler? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jackie's heckling you now.
He doesn't want to.
He hates your you got that ready today? Oh, there's a few good ones.
Ship talk?
How am I going to do
ship
that
talk
from here?
He can't do ship talk.
Oh, you can't
here
do ship talk.
No, it's my personal curation. I can't do that from here.
Well, he loves ship talk.
I'm
he wants
sure
you to do it every
we'll
show.
We'll do it on Wednesday. Yeah. When we're back in the studio.
Jackie
it on
loves ship talk.
I found that I don't care what Jackie thinks or likes.
You what?
I found that I don't care. I don't know. I didn't know that was in me, but I just found that. I just realized I don't care what Jackie thinks or likes. Shut up and listen, Jackie.
Shut up and listen, he said.
Shut up and dribble. Shut up and listen.
Listen.
Same energy.
Okay. We're live at the DraftKings Sportsbook. If you want in, 713-780-3776. It's still ahead in about 15 minutes. We've got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? But first, Lance has Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding. So they've got a big discount for window jobs that they're doing right now. You can get your windows jobs done with a big discount if you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5, 92.5 listener. Now is actually a great time to do it because the weather is more mild. And so they can take out those windows. There's never any glass breakage. They've got a very special process they use where they take out the windows, they replace them. The weather's fine now, so it's going to be favorable when you do that. It's like, if anything, it'll make the house, get some fresh air in the house. But they get it done. They get it knocked out. And what happens is you're going to have it sealed properly so that you don't have that leakage. And it's going to turn into much lower energy bills for you. Did you know that you can lower your energy bills by as much as 40%? I mean, do the math on that, 40% off of your energy bills. I know all of us know what our energy bills were this last year. It was insane. And having windows that are properly fit can really eliminate leakage, keep your house quieter, less dust, it's safer, and the best part is your energy bills go down. It looks great. New windows that are made right here in the state of Texas for Texas tough weather, guess what? They are going to look fantastic from the curb as well, so the curb appeal is much, much higher. Make sure that you are part of that Allstate Windows and Siding family by making sure that you go to the website allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is. This is a place full of temptation for the easily tempted, like John and Lance. Dell, well, he's not so easily tempted, but that does not mean he's innocent. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John, Lance, and the not-so-easily-tempted Dell.
Oh, you see how nice she is?
Yeah, she doesn't know who you are, though.
Vicks Vapo. She gave it to me because she can hear my throat. You're a very nice person. Now, unlike these two.
Yes, the problem.
You, nice person, them.
So, nah. A woman at the Golden Nugget in the DraftKings Sportsbook, by the way, that's where we are. We're in Lake Charles, brought John over some cough drops.
Because he was annoying people with his coughing.
With his coughing. The unfortunate part is it's wasted on an awful person. So she doesn't know how bad of a person you are. Yeah. Like, how about the call you two dummies did yesterday when I was on the way? You two best buddies called me in the middle of my emo playlist as I was driving in. And what did you guys talk about? Viter was mentioned like four or five, at least six times. I'm like,
we just wanted to make sure that you were going to be fine driving through Viter.
We asked if you wanted us to pull over
and say, hey, buddy, anything I can do for you?
Hey, buddy. Listen, do you need us to pull over here and wait to escort you through?
Man, I know.
And we told you about a billboard you needed to look at.
I didn't see the billboard.
And you said, I like to keep my eyes straight ahead and not look on
inviter. To the left of the right inviter. There are rules. You don't stop for gas in a small Texas town.
No.
You fill up in a
– Or the Appalachian Mountains.
You fill up – yeah, I've seen wrong turn.
I've been on the Appalachian Mountains. I got out and started filling myself – filling the car up with gas, and I immediately regretted it. People looking at you.
Before I left, I filled up in the friendly confines of League City, knowing that all I had to do was drive the two hours and 15 minutes, not stop, and I'd be good. Just stay on the main roads, and I'm good. No detours. I didn't need the help from you two. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You driving through Viter? No. You don't stop.
Sorry we cared. Sorry we cared.
All right. Yeah. We're just trying to be your friends. Okay. How many times did we say, hey, pal, hi, buddy?
It was disingenuous. So it didn't sound like friends. It didn't sound like, if you're really my friends, don't call Dell. That's what a real friend knows.
Texans Fan Nation put this up. 5 free agents the Texans must re-sign.
So, before you start this, I had a tweet that caused a bit of a.
Oh, no. You got it from DJ Bieniemy.
Yeah,
he retweeted it and said, "What?
This is a more
Jonathan Greenard you don't want back?
This is a more complicated issue than people realize, I think, because they misinterpret what I said was, if you and I probably need to pull it up to make sure I have it right, but what I said was, if you plan on being players, real players in the free agent market, I could see the Texans letting Jonathan Greenard and Dalton Schultz walk and sign Singletary would be a guy. I don't think I added another one that I said I would re-sign, but I said I would re-sign Singletary. People lost their mind, but there's levels like you have to understand. If you want to be a true player, you can't – everyone just – $72 million. Okay, right off the bat, I told you, if you didn't hear it, I had a conversation with Nick Caserio at Senior Bowl. It's the first time I've ever gone face-to-face talking to him.
It's not 72 anyway. It's more like 59.
Is it?
And then there's all kinds of guys that you have to.
Yeah.
That's without a bunch of guys on your roster.
Well, Nick said, you got to say, people don't ever factor that you got to put aside like $10 million for roster moves throughout the year.
Yeah.
Adding a street free agent that's a good player, might be.
Unless you want to be $1 million
deal.
Like the Saints by $50
million. Yeah, you can't. So you have to basically slice off some of that quote unquote $72 million. You have to slice that off right off the very bat. Then. Okay, so do you want to sign Greenard? Okay, let's call it $18 million. Okay, so that's gone. Yeah, and you got to sign Dalton Schultz too. How could you possibly replace Dalton Schultz? Okay, let's give him $12 million. Now we're $30
million. Okay, so wait a minute. Just the Greenard, by the way.
Okay.
A guy who's making 1.3 this year.
Yeah.
He goes up to 18. You just took up over $16 million additional cap from what you had last year.
So the franchise tag last year was $19 million for a defensive end. It's probably going to go to $20 million this year is my guess. The franchise tag will go to $20 million. You can franchise him for a year at $20 million. My question is, people said this is where people panic and they don't understand team building. And I get it. I'm not making fun or I'm not, but you have to look at this differently. How are you possibly going to replace 12 and a half sacks? Okay, that's a fair comment. I would also point to you that Whitney Mercilus once had 12 sacks, got a new deal, and never touched 8 sacks ever again in his career. There's no guarantee. The idea that Greenard is a better pass rusher, a better player than Will Anderson, I also do not think is true. He had more production, but all of the metrics say that Will had more pressures and his pressure rate was in the top four in NFL football.
Yeah.
Not, for the Texans, in NFL football.
Well, you're a PFF guy, so.
So, no, I'm not, but I do understand that, like, now, that's actually a separate thing because I think some of their pressures are – it's up and down, who depending on who's great, at least in college, maybe not in the pros. Okay, but Jonathan Grenard had a horrific wrist injury in 18 when he was at Louisville, multiple surgeries before he transferred to Florida, missed an entire year of 18. He has missed 16 games as a Houston Texan. In four seasons, he's missed 16 games. He missed an entire year. Players don't typically get healthier the older they get. The more football they play, it typically goes the other way. My concern with Jonathan Grenard, if I had a choice between being active in the wide receiver market with Mike Evans or, you know, who's the other one that's always mentioned?
T. Higgins,
yeah.
Oh, wait, I've got a list of and you can get a wide receiver that's going to help this team.
If you are interested in doing that.
So who's going to – first of all, to your point,
yeah,
D'Amico said priority one is defensive line for this team.
Yes.
So you're going to give up Jonathan Grenard big production for you. And what are you going to replace him with?
That's the question that came into me. Okay, the first thing I would say is, no, I'd love to keep Jonathan Grenard. What does he want? Is he willing to take a contract that's in line with somebody who's had injury concerns throughout the – I wouldn't be if I were Grenard or his agent.
No, he's 12 and a half sacks. He's going to get money.
I'd ask for $20
million. Yeah. He's going to get it out there.
I'd want to try to get inside the top three. You really shouldn't. It's impossible.
By the way, it was a contract year, and he's really performed in a contract year.
Well, yeah. I asked John in the couple of days here in Mobile and couldn't be on with us, what if you found out Josh Allen had real interest? If we're giving Grenard the money,
it'll take a franchise tag and trade. They're going to tag him. From what I heard, they already said we're not letting him walk. So they're going to tag him. Now you can still trade once somebody's been tagged, but I don't think they'll trade their best pass rusher in the division. I don't think there's any.
See, I'm not into giving the wide receivers the big money. There's too many guys. Mike Evans, $30 million. Are you nuts?
No. I couldn't do that either. But I'm also not giving a big guaranteed deal to a guy with injury history. I'm not doing that either. No. When the other guy's better.
Right.
Will Anderson's going to be a better player. So the idea is, well, where does that production come from? Well, the production can come from, you know, you can draft a player, you can trade up and go get an edge rusher. There's some really good edge rushers in the first round as rookies. But regardless, you can also get a free agent. Samson Ekubon went to the Colts and had like 9.5 sacks.
What about a Metahue? Look at what he did.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts set their rush record, their sack record this year with like four guys having 9-plus sacks. It doesn't have to come from one player. You can go find that production. And Will Anderson's going to have a bump in production.
Yeah.
So I don't panic. If you trust your evaluation, this is where people get in trouble. If you trust your evaluation process and you know what you're doing, which I haven't always done with the Texans, it's been a big concern for me. But with D'Amico there, Nick's had some success here recently, especially last year. You have to give him credit for what he did. I think D'Amico really knows what he's looking for. I have to trust that the guys who know football, and I'm not worried if in year one Chop Robinson comes in and doesn't have as many sacks as Grenard. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the long-term viability of franchise building towards a championship.
You think Chop will be there?
I do right now. I think after the combine he won't. Because he's going to run a 4.4, he's going to jump 40 inches, and everyone's going to be like, holy crap. Chop played less than you think. He played like 300 pass snaps. It's kind of wild. His sack total was like 4.5, but they didn't play him all that. I don't know what they were doing. It's weird.
All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
five. Let's go through this.
We got to break because what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So we're going to break it here. We will continue that conversation.
I'm curious to see how this goes.
Oh, yeah.
We got BMAC is not used to doing this. We've got an intern who's not used to doing this. We're on remote.
Right.
This will have to take a heroic effort by BMAC in studio and Lexi.
Is heroic.
This is going to take by Lexi and BMAC just to get names. Just get names. That's all. As fast as you can. Rapid fire. Put them. BMAC, you can say them directly over the air, and we'll go right to them.
Yeah, BMAC will give us.
Because this is one of the most important times of the week.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. The best one, we're going to give a VIP table at the big game party.
So more pressure on them back there.
Right.
Because now it's going to be nonstop calls.
What did you learn this weekend? If you want to go to the Warehouse Live a big game party this Sunday, then the best one will get a VIP table at the party. Listen, if you haven't been to Warehouse Live, the Midtown, it's at McGowan and Travis. It's a great spot. It has the largest non-athletic venue retractable roof in the country. That's what it is. It's a great concert venue, but it's going to be a great football venue this Sunday. But go to the website, warehouselivemidtown.com, and see all the shows that they've got coming up. It's fantastic. It really is. Especially, I mean, Justin likes as a headbanger, right? He really likes his rock and roll hard. So if you're somebody like that, I'm telling you, they got show after show after show.
That's my guy Dell too.
Yeah, Dell too. You know, I'm surprised Dell isn't there every Sunday fun day. But here's the deal: is if you're looking for a great place to watch the game with us this Sunday, warehouselivemidtown.com. Download your free tickets and come watch the game with us.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I took two limitless pills to limit myself.
Just two guys in their natural habitat, a sportsbook and casino. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. We love to be, there are 3,200 square feet of televisions here that are just fantastic. It's just, I love this place. Love, love, love this place. One of the best sports books I've ever been in. So if you're somebody who's looking for a great getaway and you love to watch your games, especially the March Madness, right here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. The best one, we're going to give away a VIP table to watch the big game with us on February 11th this Sunday at Warehouse Live. I'm going to start it. I watched LIV Golf for the first time. And
Blood Diamonds.
When one of the announcers said, if Dustin Johnson can stay in shape, I wondered what he meant. And then I saw Dustin Johnson and said, oh, my gosh.
Really?
He really likes to eat.
And you haven't seen Dustin Johnson for a while because he's LIV.
Yes. I haven't seen him in a year and a half. I hadn't seen him in a year and a half. I was like, whoo.
Dustin Johnson?
Yeah.
With Paulina Gretzky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got off
he's
that.
Not the same. He's not the seat on the look. I mean, it's like,
he was a real skinny, tall.
He was tall and skinny, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably in the best shape of any golfer on the tour.
Not so much.
All right. So that's my one. I said it. I did it in one sentence, actually. I did a couple of commas in there. But I actually did it in one sentence. Lance, you have anything? Or Dell?
What I learned was that once you have a surgery on your collarbone for three breaks, you pretty much are in pain but can do anything you want in the house for all eternity, and your mom will treat you like a little tiny baby straight out of the womb.
Oh. Well, he should be pampered. He had triple crack clavicle stuff. What's wrong
with you?
You
know what? Hey, here's something. Don't wrestle next time. Huh. I also learned when I got my credit card bill that
that's
they
expensive.
Apparently already had my credit card bill, and they charged everything on that. I hit my deductible.
Oh, look at that.
Like, what?
What? Dell, did you learn anything this weekend?
Yes. I learned that after coming down to the DraftKings Sportsbook here in the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, that broadcasting pickleball is the whitest thing in sports.
Oh, really is. Man. Really. But it was great, wasn't it? It was more interesting than the Rockets game.
Well, yes, they were getting their ass kicked. But Agassi and James Wake looks like a young John Granato, apparently. We found that out yesterday, too. And also, who
me
else
and
was
James Blake.
John McEnroe and whoever his – what's his name?
Sock?
Jack Sock.
Jack Sock. Jack Sock.
That was his partner, Jack Sock.
Jack Sock.
Maria Sharapova was there.
She was in the crowd.
Well,
yeah.
No, she was on the team.
No, I'm selling. For the game, she was in the crowd watching.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. B-Mac, this is all yours, baby. You got the first one?
Yeah, we got a first caller. Woods is up right now.
Wood, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Ben Simmons is every female's ideal best friend because he'll never shoot his shot.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And he's hurt again. Ben Simmons is.
He
is. Ben Simmons, you do not have to worry about Ben Simmons coming on to you.
He won't shoot a shot.
He's not aggressive enough.
No.
All right, next caller we have Lou.
Yes, I learned this weekend that I'm probably going to have to file for a divorce because my wife's best friend and husband are holding a baby shower / diaper party on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. You know what?
More nonsense.
A lot of times your second marriage is going to work
out
better.
More nonsense.
Anyway.
We got engagement parties.
Okay, so you just don't go. You say, no, we're not going.
Or, you know what? Not going.
No. Well, honey, if you want to go, that's fine. But I ain't going to no baby shower during the Super Bowl. Have you lost your mind, woman?
No.
Well, no. And that's on you for having a friend. Woman, that's on you for having a friend that would do something like that. Okay?
That's a terrible friend. Right now, we've got Ryan on line three.
Ryan's keeping it moving.
Yeah.
Ryan, go
ahead. Ryan, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Looky here, Mr. Slick Bobby Flow. There's only one Dusty Rhodes, and that's the American Dream. 300 pounds of blue-eyed soul. Woo!
He didn't learn anything. He just wanted to get off a Dusty Rhodes imitation.
Right, which Bobby Slowick sounds a little like him.
The blue-eyed soul. I love it, though.
Cocky Bobby Slowick.
All right. What's up, B-Mac?
Next up, we've got Tom.
Tom's always good. What'd you learn this weekend, Tom?
I learned, in a pinch, organic coconut oil makes a really solid massage oil.
Organic coconut oil.
Yeah, that's actually that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Coconut oil is massage oil, it's a thing.
Yeah, that's good. I can see that.
Tom
just learned this at his age?
But some of Tom's stuff is also you're learning now. Other people learn stuff that he learns. That's actually good intel.
Yeah. Yeah, but it should be at his age he should know this already. Who's next?
Tommy. Tommy, what's going on? Blue.
You know you said that on the air, right?
Not loud. Tommy, what's up?
You have a mic. Everyone heard it.
Oh, sorry, boys. I learned this weekend that Wyndham Clark went to the same high school in Colorado as Christian McCaffrey.
Who's Wyndham Clark? What does it say?
Wyndham Clark.
Who do you think Sporty plays?
This is a bit I'm playing. I know by the name itself, you know who he is.
Wyndham Clark.
Yes.
It's a call for course.
Wyndham Clark shot. Listen, Wyndham Clark shot 60 at Pebble Beach.
I thought that was
the
a hotel.
Next day, Pebble Beach said, "Oh yeah, you were not playing another hole here. It rained so bad they canceled the rest of the tournament."
So Pebble Beach is a desert.
The desert? No.
Which is the one that's a desert?
That's Palm Springs.
Oh, no, that's this week, Phoenix.
No, I thought there was a golf course in the middle of a desert somewhere. Yeah. Well, yeah, anything in Phoenix, I guess.
But what do you mean?
I was thinking something else.
Pebble Beach is right on the ocean. What's wrong with you? You don't even know what Pebble Beach is.
Why am I ruining one of the best days?
Yeah. All right, who's next?
All right, next up is Jimmy.
Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. So if you have a neighbor that's mad at your mom for having a vegetable garden that doesn't look nice, all you got to do is just feed the local ducks for over a week, and they'll drop some bombs over that neighbor's house.
He just learned that he can weaponize ducks. That's all you got to do is throw some duck food somewhere you don't like people, and they'll just drop bombs all over the place.
All right, next up, ducks. We've got Jonathan.
What could be around a pond somewhere in a subdivision?
This weekend, I learned that Ryan Presley is a stand-up guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, I didn't
He only gets one sentence. I guess he can't explain it.
No, but I didn't see that Ryan Presley had made some comments about it. I think Ryan Presley has been okay with the whole thing.
Oh, surprised his 11-year-old boy.
Oh, he did? He surprised 11-year-old boy with what?
Front yard catch, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Blake Foley's persistent when it comes to pitching and catching. When I have free time, I usually go play baseball. Almost every day he asked to play catch. Hope, a mother of four, said, with Blake and his mom recently playing catch in front of their house. Astros pitcher Ryan Presley, who lives nearby, pulled over. He stepped out of his vehicle and asked Hope to borrow her glove, and he played catch for the kid.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a great guy. He was in studio with us. He's a wonderful
guy.
Well,
he's got a scrap with Josh Hader now, so he's got to get the public on his side.
No, he doesn't have beef with Josh.
Well, when we start, we have to pick sides. You're either a Hader guy or you're a Presley guy. You know how this works.
I'm a both. Go I'm to an Rockets, Astro guy.
Go to Rockets Twitter. You'll find out. You pick one player or another, and then you hate the other guy. So you got to pick your side here. Are you a Presley guy or a Hader guy?
I'm a BMAC guy. BMAC, who's next?
All right, last one. Let's go to La Raza.
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Jive and Johnny, Lyrical Lambs, Delvincito!
Delvincito! Balloon.
He's still there?
Go ahead, La Raza.
No, he dropped.
He dropped.
What
in the middle, balloon, he dropped.
He dropped in the middle of balloon.
Wait, B-Mac may have thought that's all he was doing. That's just his intro, B-Mac.
Yeah, that's always.
We have to, if he calls back.
Why are we blaming B-Mac? Do you know that he hung up on him?
Well, because one guy. No, but I'm going to predict B-Mac hung up on him.
B-Mac, did you hang up on him?
Because you thought that might
be his phone.
He didn't hang up on
his phone drops every once in a while.
Yeah, why are you just blaming B-Mac?
Get off that cricket.
Well, hey, pick it up.
Get off the cricket.
Pick it up.
Get on a real cell phone.
Pick up your phone game, La Raza. Okay?
You got the Fitbit of phones, La Raza.
All right, so in the next segment, he can – the Fitbit of phones.
You heard what I said.
In the next segment, he can call in and tell us what he learned.
All right. We got Josh who's going to join us on the other side.
All right, hold on. La Raza's back.
Okay.
You want to hear
Okay, La Raza, what did you learn this weekend?
All right, well, I learned this weekend that Johnny G and Lyrical Lance got bodies on bodies on bodies on your dead mama on your bodies, baby. Best lyrical battle ever.
You didn't listen Friday, too
you
bad.
You missed it. You missed it.
Too bad.
But you do want to go back and listen to the podcast Friday morning, 9:30.
Yeah.
You'd want to listen to that. All right, we're done. That was great. Nice job. Oh, who won, do you think?
See, that's the problem. We're not in studio, so we can't say, hey, get that guy's information. I don't know. You didn't have time to grab
everybody's
information.
Well, that's all right. You can call back whoever was on.
Can't be the nature boy.
Who are you going to vote for?
Tom, the coconut oil?
We got to listen back.
What about Tom? He learned coconut oil. That's pretty
It is pretty
valuable.
But now, that's pretty. At his age, he should have been learning coconut oil a long time ago.
You know
what
it shows you? He's still learning.
What
he's
about
still
the guy
open.
Who's the Ben Simmons thing?
Ben Simmons is
soft. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is
that's
pretty,
remember,
pretty
I
good.
I don't remember his name. Was it Wood?
Well, what if
it's
La
Wood.
Raza,
yeah, it was Wood.
What if La Raza wants to come?
Well, he
what
can show up.
He also did go.
I think I'm giving it to Wood.
Okay. Yeah, Wood learned.
Wood, if you want to come.
I mean, anybody who takes a shot at Ben Simmons.
But he was clever, too.
But it was very clever.
All right, Ben, if you want to come watch the big game with us at Warehouse Live Midtown, call back.
So
and
Wood,
we got a table
Wood,
for you.
Wood is our winner.
Yeah. Wood. All right, Wood. All right. So HRP is what I'm talking about right now. If you're looking for – I'm telling you, I love what Mike Holley has done over there. Chris, Mike Holley, Kevin Rover, Plotkin, all the guys over there at HRP, BFG, he's all of them. I mean, it's a great place to work. It's a great place to get your business right because I'm telling you, they did an evaluation for a company that they were talking to about switching over, and they said, well, we can save them like $150,000 a year. $150,000 a year to the bottom line is huge. That's huge. And this is a company with only 40-some employees. How much can they save you and your business? Even if it's 20, 30, 40, if it's thousands of employees, how much do you think they could save you? They're going to do it right. They're going to get you that payroll. They're going to get you that HR. They're going to do your taxes right. And then they're going to give you options on your 401k and all your benefits packages, your insurance and everything else. They give you options because that's not the business that they're in. So you're looking for a great way to get out of, if you're with a payroll company that you're not completely satisfied or you're doing it yourself right now, you don't need to do that. What you need is HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. And so is your wife.
When I buy my wife, hang like sleeve of wizard.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.